The Hideous Creature Show.
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes. Oh my god, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Ooh, look, it's chasing things and eating them.
Coming to you from the City of Roses, Portland, Oregon, inside 2282, a.k.a. the Brooklyn Zoo, via the internets. The date is Saturday, March 5th, 2011, and I'm one of your hosts, and my name is June.
My name is Jenny.
My name is Pat.
And this is a Hideous Creature Show. Thank you, everybody, for coming along and playing fake radio with us on the internets. Did I mention it's episode 85?
You didn't, but did you also mention you have some sexy sultriness going on with your raspy voice?
I was going to remark on it.
You sound like Catherine Hepburn over there.
I got the flu, Jenny.
Well, it's sexy, whatever it is. Keep it up.
And I was sick all weekend before I go into that, let me tell you a story of what happened last Saturday. After we recorded on Friday, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday, I went out and thought I was, 21 again, mm-hmm. and went and skated a half pipe, and I fucked my foot up. So all week, I'm back in the fucking boot.
You're wearing the boot.
I got the boot back on from last time I broke my foot. Now. Now, that's not bad enough. I went and I got sick, and now my voice is fucked up, and I want to apologize to everybody, but evidently I don't need to apologize because I have a sultry voice.
It's very nice.
To me, it sounds
that voice
like,
and the boot, you are getting so much pussy.
It's falling out of my pockets. To me, it sounds like somebody's kind of moderately choking me.
It does.
That's accurate.
So I've kind of had to live with that all week, which is, you know, no big deal. Having the boot on, though, I can walk around, which is great. But, man, I was at work the other day, and I walked past one of those, you know, big display windows downtown, and I caught a glimpse of my reflection. And I just went, what happened to you, man?
Used to be so cool.
Used to be on the pulse, man. You knew what was up, and now look at you.
Used to be on top.
You're a waste of a human being. But I don't know. I'm feeling better. How are you guys doing, Jenny? How are you?
I'm good.
Patrick, how are you?
Good.
Did you have a fun week?
Great.
Keeping it short.
Keeping it short.
Hey, thanks last week for editing the show.
Yeah, there's some problems, but yeah.
Patrick was here until how you spent the night.
I spent the night because I fell asleep at your house.
A fun fact about Patrick: when he edits, he drinks 2 6-packs
of Tall Boys.
Tall Boys of Pabst, and then goes to sleep.
That's not how I edit.
I'm pretty sure.
That's what I saw.
But it was nice to have somebody else in the room. I mean, I went to bed. I was asleep.
June was sleeping.
I like Patrick said that he woke up on the couch and he's like, June was at work, so I finished editing the show.
Yeah.
Like, June just gets up and goes about his day.
Yeah, I was out. Well, I didn't drink at all. Patrick did.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I'd be in bed and I'd hear, like, tap, tap, tap on the computer, and then... And it'd wake me up, and I go, what's up? Can I help? What happened? What happened? You're all, nothing. Nothing. I just...
I was having some problems with the program. I figured them out, but all right. Yeah. There's some problems. There's some things that didn't.
Well, it's probably just because you don't know the,
I don't know it, right?
The program that well.
That's pretty much what it was.
But bigger fish to fry.
You missed the part where I was dancing naked in front of you, though, because you slept right through that.
Balls were on your forehead.
They were not on his forehead. They were in the vicinity of his bed, though.
You think I was.
Oh.
I was touching it.
I know you were, because I could see the mountain rising on your bedclothes.
But we have...
your bedclothes.
We have a bigger fish to fry here on the Hideous Creature Show. Our own sweet Jenny got her braces off.
I did. If I sound like I have a retainer in my mouth, I do.
Well, you know what? I think that kind of calls for...
Palsy Watch.
All right, so you're
I'm better today, but the first day that I got my braces off, because I have a retainer in my mouth with a fake tooth on it, because I have...
Toothy.
I still have... I'm still in the process of getting an implanted tooth, so my retainer has a tooth that holds that place, and so getting used to having a tooth there was kind of strange. And then just getting used to, if anybody ever got their braces off and has to wear a retainer, it's weird because it covers like the whole roof of your mouth. So they gave me the retainer and they gave me all these tongue twisters to try. See, even there you can kind of see that I have a little bit of a problem.
You're like Cindy Brady.
Are you
right?
Are you trying to enunciate now?
Yes. So my favorite one that they gave me was
big balls in my big mouth.
No, see, that would be easy to say, and do.
Waka waka.
My favorite one was 66 slimy snakes slithered slowly.
You did that much better earlier because you
sound thinking like about a third
I think
grader.
I'm thinking about it too hard.
You're thinking about it.
Let's hear it again.
66 slimy snakes slithered slowly.
You know what? The impediment itself, I think, shadows in comparison to your beautiful new teeth.
Thanks.
That's
Doesn't
true.
Your smile look
no
good?
No one's going to listen to a word you say. They're going to be like, God, I want to lick those teeth.
Do you remember when you were going to get it done and you were kind of iffy about it?
Yeah.
And do you remember what I told you? And we were on your lanai at your apartment.
What did you tell me?
I told you when it's all said and done, when it's all over, you're going to look back and all that time in between of making the decision to do it and having the braces and then having your new fucking smile is going to just, it's going to go so fast because you were 4 years, right?
No, 27 months.
You're like 2 months, June. It's been 2 months, not 4 years.
Yeah, it's only a little bit over 2 years.
That's not bad though. Fuck it. And you look great.
Thank you.
Would you mind if we posted before and after photos?
No, I actually did on my own personal Facebook, so we can get those photos. And I have a photo of the day after I got my braces on and then the day I got them off. So we can post them on our Facebook.
Because I have a picture, too.
Oh, no, I want you to find that picture because that shit is jacked up.
It's on my computer.
I don't think people realize how really fucked up my teeth were before. When I got them off and they let me go look for the first time, I didn't look like myself. I felt like I had someone else's teeth in my mouth. It looked really weird to me. I was so used to seeing myself with braces that it didn't look like me at all.
It's awesome. I think they look great. I can't take my eyes off of them.
Thursday.
Can I rub one out real quick?
Sure.
All right. Go ahead. Well, take the floor.
I hope you're not listening, mother, but.
Oh, shit.
The day that I
think your mom listening. I'm saying.
No, what I'm about to say. When I got. I got home from getting my braces off, and BT gets home, and he's all excited. He hasn't seen me. We have never been dating without me having braces on. The whole time that we've been dating, I've had braces.
That's why you're dating.
He walked in the door, and he looks at my smile, and he smiles, and he's like, "You look great." And then he started unbuttoning his pants. That was his big joke.
Nice. Well, of course.
But
that was good.
Really funny.
You know what you should have said is like, "Hey, I got the braces. Why don't you do something about that little fucking thing between your legs?"
I ended up, I had to go, I got my braces off on Tuesday and I had to go on Thursday to get the screw placed for my implant. If anybody's ever had a dental implant, what they do is they actually implant a screw into your jaw bone. And
were you out for that?
Okay, well, this is part of my
story. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm gonna fucking
throw
up.
They put a screw into your jawbone, and then you heal for about 5 months. Then they open it back up and screw a little knobby thing that comes down off the screw, and that's what they put the tooth on.
They do the Alibaba style too. Wham! Opens up.
Yeah, your gums part like the Red Sea. My dentist, he said, you know, you're going to have to take penicillin, which I'm on antibiotics right now. And he said,
how long do you have to be on the penicillin?
Like 6 more days or something.
Okay.
So he said,
not bad.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I don't want an infection in my tooth. So he said, you know, some people find it helpful to take Valium before the procedure. Would you like that? And I'm like, duh.
Like,
of course I would.
You're like, already got one.
Yeah, so he gave me 2. I wish I would have got more, but he gave me 2 Valiums, and I was supposed to take them an hour before the procedure. So I was at work, and I took the Valium.
Oh, God.
And I started to get a little loopy, and I work on 3rd, and my dentist is on 10th. So I just had to walk, you know, 7 blocks to get there. And my coworker who sits next to me, she said, you better go. You're starting to seem a little loopy, and you're going to gather up all the homeless downtown musicians and make your own parade on your way to the dentist office.
You're going to be like the music man.
So I got to the dentist. What I remember is I was sitting in the waiting room, and she said, you look like you'd like to lay down. And I was like, yes, I would like to lay down. And so they took me to where they were going to do it. And I remember them giving me the shot, the Novocaine. And then I remember him holding an x-ray in front of my face with a screw. It was it was the x-ray of the screw. And he was like, this is what your implant looks like. And I was like, very good, sir.
I'm a $6 million woman.
It'd be awesome if it was a gynecological chart. You're like, what the fuck?
Like, what happened? That's my inside.
Where's my left leg?
We put teeth down there too, Kayla.
And then VT said that when he got to the waiting room, I was sitting in the chair like with my arms folded, and I looked up at him and I said, hello. And he was like, holy crap, this is like the calmest you've ever been in your entire life. And he took me home, and I said, I think I need to lie down for a moment. And I slept for 13 hours.
Wow.
And then I woke up, and now I have a screw up in my mouth.
Nice. You're a survivor.
Yeah.
You're a survivor, too.
I am.
Yeah.
So I've been hopped up on Vicodin this week, which has been great, and yeah, and the worst of the worst is over. Now I just have to wear this retainer for like 4 months, and then I'll be good to go.
Well, I'll say it again, Jenny. Your mouth looks fucking great. Your teeth look wonderful.
Thank you.
Very good. Hey, some of the things we're going to get to on the show today is we have our topic of the week. We have our movie Madness. We have episode 84's Douchebag Winners. And then we have a whole new slew of douchebags for you. I was wondering, Patrick, if we might get a taste of Movie Madness for episode 85.
You see her? I fucked her up the ass.
What?
Ouch!
No.
That's your dentist.
maybe I can help.
You see her? Put a screw in her mouth and went up her ass.
You see her? I fucked her up the ass.
Hello? Sorry, I wasn't even paying attention to that shit.
Hey, for anybody that doesn't know, we play a game here on the Hideous Creature Show where Patrick chooses a movie, and he gets movie clips from the movie and plays them throughout the show, and Jenny and I try to guess what it is. I don't have a clue. I'm lost.
I don't either. Can we get another one?
Nothing happens in the world?
I know who that is.
Are you out of your fucking mind? People are murdered every day. There's genocide. War, corruption, every fucking day, somewhere in the world, somebody sacrifices his life to save somebody else. Every fucking day, someone somewhere takes a conscious decision to destroy someone else. People find love, people lose it. For Christ's sake, a child watches a mother beaten to death on the steps of a church. What? Someone goes hungry. Somebody else betrays his best friend for a woman. If you can't find that stuff in life, then you, my friend, don't know crap about life. And why the fuck are you wasting my 2 precious hours with your movie? I don't have any use for it. I don't have any bloody use for it.
Okay, thanks.
Damn.
Jesus, was that like Grand Theft Auto, the movie?
What do you mean?
Some of the things he was describing, I was like, oh my God, it sounds like Grand Theft Auto. Or it popped in my head.
Well, he's obviously like a movie critic, right? Or a producer, I don't even know who the actor is.
I know who the actor is. He was in Super Troopers. He played the police chief for the good guys.
Super Troopers. Police chief. Okay.
I don't know. I forgot the fucker's name.
Brian Cox was the police chief in Super Troopers.
And that's our boy right here.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we jump into Movie Mad, or why don't we jump into Topic of the Week for episode 85 of the Hideous Creature Show. Something about those bongos, man.
I know. I love them. I really, that never gets old for me. So our topic of the week is our Oscar results.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, Pat, I know, Pat, did you watch the Oscars? I know Patrick and I both did because we were texting the whole time.
I tuned in for probably about maybe 30 minutes of
The first 8 hours of it.
Yeah. I only watched the first 8 hours. No, I tuned in for maybe like 30 minutes and it sucked to me. So I turned it off.
I
turned in to jack off to the death reel and then I was out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get bored after I've cashed out.
You tuned in to jack off to the death reel?
I get
reel?
Sleepy.
Well, if it wasn't, if it wouldn't have been for Patrick, I may not have made it through the whole thing.
Why?
Because it was fun to be texting back and forth with you, and we
see,
were
you guys
fun
are in cahoots.
We were in cahoots.
No, we were in cahoots. We were just like in,
but we
watching
were both
it together.
Yeah, like Patrick would be like, "Holy shit, look at that guy's face," or something, you know. And then I would laugh, and because all in all, it was pretty fucking boring Oscars. I thought
it was the energy was dead the moment it started. It was just like, the crowd, the audience didn't seem to respond to anything. Well, what did they have to respond to?
There didn't seem to be any comic relief, like a Ben Stiller or a Jack Black, or, you know, somebody to come out and do something.
Except for Billy Crystal. When Billy Crystal came up, there was almost in the room like a feeling like, thank God, someone funny.
I hate Billy Crystal too.
Everyone,
he's a douche.
Except in that City Slickers, good acting.
Well, Pat and I were trying to figure out if Billy Crystal's has or has not had plastic surgery. He looks stretched.
He has.
He's eventually going to turn into Kermit the Frog.
He looks
sure.
Very stretched. As far as the results goes, how do you guys want? Should we just go and say who won, and then who actually won, and then we can say if one of us picked it?
Right. Yeah, everybody knows who won. Who won the event? So yeah, we'll go through.
So,
just get down to the point.
Was The King's Speech. 1 point for Jenny.
What did I choose?
You chose Toy Story 3. You were drunk when we were making these picks, you know.
Okay.
You were also very stubborn because you get stubborn when you're drunk.
I do, don't I?
You
yes,
do.
You do. Oh, you know what? I need to stop that. Will you guys, give me, I'm going
to
give
we
you.
We tried, man. We tried. We were like,
we
really
tried to talk you out of picking
not to do that? And you're like,
Inception.
No, Inception.
As the best director, we're like, that's not even
we'll
a,
get to that.
That's
we'll
not even
get to
a person,
that.
June.
We'll get to that.
Okay, best director was Tom Hooper. None of us got it.
Okay. Well, actually, let's go through who we chose.
Okay. So, well, for Best Picture, I chose The King's Speech. I got it. Pat chose Social Network. You chose Toy Story 3.
What is me with that? You know, I haven't seen Toy Story 3.
Because you went on a limb.
I saw Toy Story 1 maybe
and you're like,
half
I
a
get
time.
The gist.
I go, those toys are funny, and I want to play with
I
them.
I like the story.
I like the one that has a spaceman.
Look at your fucking jersey.
I thought I like
the fucking one who plays the spaceman.
I like the dinosaur who's a mailman from Cheers. Funny. I like the spaceman. He's good.
I like Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
I like the one that's Mr. T.
All right, so director, who did we choose, Jenny?
Okay. Best director, Pat chose Darren Aronofsky, which is Black Swan. I chose David Fincher for The Social Network, and June chose
Inception. You chose Inception.
I chose Inception to win it.
That's not a person, June. And you're like, Inception. I stand by my choice.
Well, you know what? This is my theory, is that I thought that all my choices were going to kick so much ass that I could lose one.
You could, right. You could throw one
away. I was like, and in my drunk head, I'm like, these two fuckers don't know shit.
I'll throw them a bone and I'll fake this one.
I'm helping them out. You're going to thank me later.
So best actor, I chose Jeff Bridges, and you both chose Colin Firth. 1 point for both of you.
Wow, you got a point. I didn't remember you got a point. Yeah, all right.
Hit that ab slide.
Inception.
Best actress, we all chose Natalie Portman. She won. 1 point for all. Yeah.
Come on. I haven't even seen that shit, and I got it. That's not bad.
That's good.
Because she's fucking
hot.
And
she was so cute, and her acceptance speech was awesome, and she cried. Best supporting actor, I chose Christian Bale, and I got it. And you guys both chose Jeffrey Rush, and you did not get it.
I liked him when he was playing the retard and playing the piano.
In Shine?
Yeah. I was thinking Cocktail reason, but fuck it, whatever.
Cocktail. I like when he was hanging out with Tom Cruise, and they want to make a restaurant.
Well, yeah, we're going to do a wine bar in fucking Cabo.
It's cool.
That's why I had to ask. Was it Shine or Cocktail?
Best supporting actress, June chose Helena Bonham Carter, Pat chose Melissa Leo, who won, and I chose Hailee Steinfeld, who did
not win. So what are we at now? What's the point? I know I only got one.
No, you got two.
Oh,
Natalie Portman and Colin Firth.
You got two.
Oh, well,
best animated feature, you chose How to Train Your Dragon.
Because you were going for Toy Story on the win.
Well, I don't like anime either.
It's not anime. It's animated.
What's the difference?
Anime is like Japanimation, where they go rah, 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 and they move their mouths a bunch.
See,
you know?
I thought anime was anything animated. I thought it was a hipster term for animation.
No.
You're a hipster term for
animation. I'm a fucking idiot is what I am.
Pat and I both chose Toy Story 3, and we both got it. So the only one... So the only ones that you got right were the ones that you chose that everyone else chose too.
Right.
You got Natalie Portman.
I will say that I was not jumping on the bandwagon. I really thought they
were. True that. You were going out on your own. Inception.
Especially Inception.
So it actually ended up being a tie. Pat and I both got 4 correct and you got 2.
So I'll just be the loser.
We're the loser.
I will take the loser. What did we decide was the bets?
You're getting on the ab slide for 50 rounds.
Oh, shit.
It's either that or money.
All right, well.
I think we started out that it was going to be $50, and then at the end we were like, fuck it, ab slider.
I think the ab slider is the worst because nobody here wants to hit that ab slide.
I don't.
I'll do 50.
Okay.
All right, let's
Should we do it like with the sound on? Do you guys want? No, okay, I'm going to do
it. That's going to be dead air, though. Like, if. You're fine.
Why don't we do it? Let's do it, and if we don't like it, we'll edit it out.
Well, why don't we do it at the second half of the show? Because that's penance.
Penance? You're Catholic. I'm fucking agnostic.
Okay. Well, we can do it now.
I don't even know what I can't expel. I can't even spell agnostic. Anyway, why don't we get another movie madness and then we'll move on into fake break then, Patrick?
Lady, you're just a lonely, old, desperate, pathetic drug addict.
Requiem for a Dream.
I think I know who the actor is, but he's not fat.
Let's get another one.
Well, that's why he's called an actor.
I can see your sadness. It's lovely.
Well, I'm just tired, that's all. That's my problem. So maybe we could chat a little bit and, you know, I could get some background.
I'm not going to talk to you much. It's not personal. It's the Indian way.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Let's get another one, Patrick, please.
You need another one?
I need it
I
bad.
I thought maybe the clip before this was John Cusack.
No, I don't know who it is. I'm fucking clueless on this one.
2012.
Iceman.
How's it going?
Great. I'm training myself on the internet. It's fascinating. I'm doing pornography. It's amazing how much these suckers will pay for photographs of chicks. Doesn't matter if they're fat or ugly or what.
Well, that sounds good.
No, it's great is what it is.
I know that actor. He's from, it was not Movie Madness last week, but the one before that, American Beauty. He played the...
Does he play Kenny Powers' brother?
No. He was the dad.
He was bound and down.
No, that's Sean Hawks, who was nominated for an Oscar.
Yes, he was.
That's, John. No. That's not... Sean Hawks is not in this movie.
But I'm wrong?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know who you think it is. I'm wrong.
In American Beauty, what?
He was the militant dad.
Ooh.
That's Chris Cooper.
Is that who this is?
I can't tell you that. I'm just telling you
it's Chris Cooper.
I bet it is, Cooper. Too. Because I was thinking it was John Hawks, but
fuck
it's... Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Good guess.
Let's do one more Movie Madness, and then we're going to jump into Fake Break.
Pat, I would never, ever want to go up against you in any kind of movie trivia.
We've done it before. You've beaten me.
Well, like after...
That was Movie Twister.
Yeah. That was strip poker.
It was movie Titty Twister. Here's another one.
You coming?
No, man. I'm going to stay at Caroline's tonight. A little push, push,
Nick
in
Cage.
You're such a star.
I think I know it.
I think you guys are totally
And why the
up.
Fuck, if this is the movie I'm thinking of, why the fuck would you choose this piece of shit?
I don't know what movie you're thinking it is.
I can't think of a movie that militant dad from American Beauty would have been in with Nicolas Cage.
Do you live your life a quarter of a mile at a time?
Ooh.
Spoiler. You know what? Fuck it. You need to get your ass on the abs ladder. You were right.
Really?
You were right. You should need to do that now.
I thought we were joking. I didn't think I'd really have to do it.
You'd have to do it. Like, you should do it. I thought we'd do it after
you know
fake
what?
Break.
You did
do it
lose.
Now.
You know what? I lost. I'm doing it. I'll try and crank out 50 right now.
Oh,
right,
my 50, God. He's
right
going to be crippled.
Here we go. Jenny, I won't be able to see him,
so
you have to count.
If you listeners at home
him.
Don't know what an abs slider is, it's like this thing you bought on the Home Shopping Network, and you do... Seriously, June and I bought one at the same time. I bought one too, and it almost killed me. And it has two handles on it, and
it looks like a weird vacuum kind of sweeper.
Yeah, it looks like a little
one of those floor sweepers.
Yeah, they could have killed two birds and made it suck up shit off your rug.
Exactly.
Seriously, you could have been like a vacuum / right. ab controller.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you
go
do
for
50.
It.
Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, baby.
Oh God, he's gonna.
One, two. Three.
Doesn't he have to get farther down?
Four. No, trust me. This thing will kick your ass. So it has two handles on the
Seven.
Side, and you push yourself forward and back. And when you're doing it, you don't
There's
think...
There's 10.
You don't think it's really...
No way I can't do fucking 50. 13. 12, 13. 14.
14.
15.
He's
slowing.
He's starting to slow.
He's slowing.
20. Oh! They burn.
Keep going. Toy Story 3, Inception.
After I got mine,
Inception is worth at least
I
five.
Did you, Inception.
I did like I think I did 25. Like 40 or so, and I fucking
right,
I couldn't
halfway break. I did 25. I
okay, you
break.
Got you got
halfway
break. Take a little breather.
I almost
you did
died.
40.
I can't wait till one of you fuckers is losing a bet and having to do this. All right.
It's hard. It's way harder than you think it is.
I'm sure it looks like nothing.
Oh, it's not nothing. Wait, it'll
kill
you.
Can you be on
you.
Your knees?
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, and plus he has a hurt foot. He's wearing that boot. That boot.
What are you, Canadian now?
Yeah.
He has a fake foot? He's wearing that boot? It's like you're a reverse Canadian.
I know.
Where
I,
are you at
I
now,
pronounce-
June? What? Okay, so you got 35. 15 more, baby cakes.
Mingus is coming up behind you. He wants to help.
Seven.
Five,
four, three. Let's declark it.
Two, one.
You totally did 50.
It hurts.
Oh my God, June isn't going to be able to walk tomorrow, and it's going to be our fault.
Because he has the butt.
Because he's got the butt. Because
he's got the
his
fucked
foot
up foot
on the foot.
Wow.
That is terrible.
Let's make a bet now.
Holy shit, I don't want to lose a bet in this house at all,
Jesus
ever.
Christ, your abs are kind of rippling through your t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad we had to do that.
I feel bad.
Oh, my God, my arms hurt more than my abs. That thing is a beast.
I might need to borrow that thing, then.
It needs to do something else. It needs to needs to be a vacuum as well. You can put roller skates on and just cruise around your fucking hood, your house.
Yeah.
I smell a Billy Mays moment.
You need to invent that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay. So anyway, we're going to jump into a fake break. When we return, we will divulge last week's winner for Douchebag of the Week. And we got a whole nother ab slide thing of douchebags for you guys. We'll be right back. Until then, enjoy this little audio tidbit. Fucking A.
The Hideous Creature Show. From the Cascade Valley Harvest comes the beer, cool and bright as the mountain glade. For a blitz, you know the pleasure of the life in a great cascade. Pour yourself a glass of the Cascades. Blitz.
And we are back from fake break. My arms are jiggly.
You are a little shaky.
I'm totally shaky. You know, I feel it more in my arms than I do in my abs.
Your guns are looking mighty pumped up.
I like it when chicks like my guns.
They look good.
Looking good?
Yeah.
They could use some more definition.
Buy a ticket to June's gun show.
The lamest two-man, one-man gun show in the fucking,
West.
But I was thinking that we should maybe jump into who won last week's Douchebag of the Week for, of course, episode 84. And we had three candidates. One was the man that wouldn't fly because the woman is a pilot. We had another one, which was the man uses his own poo-poo to try to eat and try to pass a breathalyzer test, which, fuck that guy. And then we had the last one was a lady attacks her roommate because she ate her Girl Scout cookies. And the winner by 92% of the votes is the man that won't fly because there's a woman pilot.
Oh, our listeners have a conscience. They love women.
We all love women.
I mean, who did? Do you think that he found out because she talked over the intercom
or
something?
Yeah, that's how he
she
found
was
out.
Putting on some makeup and
she
had
was
to
changing
replace
out her tampon.
Right. She ran into the. She's like, "Excuse me, I got a juju right through the aisle to run back and change."
Excuse
it.
Me, I'm having my period.
Bleeding all over the place.
So why don't we jump into Douchebag of the Week for episode 85 of the Hideous Creature Show.
The Hideous Creature Show.
That's wrong. Yeah,
there it
button.
Is.
Say hi to your mom for me.
I'm gonna fly her brains out.
I was going fishing.
It sounds like what you were fishing for was sex with a 12-year-old girl.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
A former president of MADD, otherwise known as MAD or Mothers Against Drunk Driving, was arrested after she allegedly failed a field sobriety test and multiple breath alcohol tests. Allow myself to introduce myself. Deborah Oberlin, who's 48, was the president of the Gainesville chapter of MAD for 3 years, somewhere between 90 and 96.
Oh, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah. Right.
It was closed due to lack of funds because in Gainesville, we're just not going to.
Yeah, she's an alcoholic and a gambler.
She was pulled over and because the police noticed her silver Ford Escape was swerving from lane to lane, and she registered a .234 and .239. I guess there's some room for error on the breath alcohol test and reportedly told police that she had four beers. And the legal limit is .08 in Florida.
Well, even if you had four beers, bitch, you're the president of MAD, so isn't four beers too many beers to be driving? Think about it.
Maybe that crushed your spirits. The chapter got closed, you know.
What? It was closed like 10 years ago, ho. Get over it.
But maybe you're like, well, my job is done. I saved the children.
I was a mother against drunk driving. All the children are grown up. Now I don't give a shit anymore.
I never thought of that, Jenny.
Maybe
you're
all
right.
The kids are grown up. All the kids she cared about are grown
up. She's a
up.
Drinking empty nester, kind of.
Yeah, she's like, all my kids are out of the nest. What do I care?
Now I can go to shenanigans.
Do you think that eventually when you get older, you lose that kind of enthusiasm for that kind of shit?
Absolutely.
You're like, you know what? Fuck those kids. They're adults now. They're getting drunk and driving and hitting the new kids.
Why can't I?
Right.
Fuck. But that's still
a
douchebag move.
It's a circle of life.
She was like 33, though, when she was president. She wasn't really... Well, she was kind of young. She was younger.
Younger.
She was 33.
And you know what? I have to say, she is part of my scene, which is the hypocrites. So I kind of...
So you're in love with her.
You know
what?
I have to say that I'm going to have to...
You want
to
save her.
No. I'm going to turn on my own. I'm going to say... For my vote, she is a douchebag.
She's a douche.
Fucking full on douchebaggery.
If you were the president of the American Lung Association, would you smoke?
Fuck yeah, you have to. Those people are assholes.
It's pressure.
And they talk. They won't stop.
Secondhand smoke.
You're like, oh God, I need a 5-minute break to go have a smoke.
And what you should put a cigarette in that fucking pie hole of yours to just shut you the fuck up.
I'm wondering what percentage of what is it? The Lung Foundation? The Cancer Society? What is it?
I don't know.
I wonder how many people actually smoke, though. I mean, you know the people closet do a bunch of shit.
Right. But you get that job. You're like, okay, now I can't. Now I have to be like, oh, I got some errands to run. You're like putting on breath mints and spraying yourself with a Febreze.
So you're kind of living
a closet smoker's life. Yeah.
I mean, and I'm sure that this is the same thing for people with eating disorders that have a box of Twinkies sitting in the bottom of their closet that they go ape shit on when the kids and fucking their old man are out getting their, you know, doing whatever they're fucking doing.
Right.
Then they eat Twinkies and barf in a bag and shove it in the bottom of their closet.
Right.
Do you think they have stored bags to
Yes, haven't you watched? I'm obsessed with those, like, eating disorder shows. Like, they'll have to puke in bags and then get rid of the bags later so that like their bathroom doesn't smell like puke or people don't hear them puking.
You know, why not just barf in the bathroom? Like pretend you're taking a shower, turn on some fucking Metallica really high and just evacuate.
But a lot of them barf in bags.
Because they need to get rid of it.
Or jars.
Jars?
That's weird.
Do they close the little jar? Yeah. Do they date it?
do they put it next to the peaches?
They give it a pet name?
Yeah,
Floyd.
Ralph. I'm kind of obsessed with eating disorders. Like, there's this new show on about it's called My Strange Addiction, and it's about people who eat like laundry soap and chalk
and hair and
shit
hair. Like that.
Yeah,
did we talk
it's
about
called,
this?
We talked about someone eating hair like five
it's
pounds
called
of hair.
Like pica or so. It's the disorder is like eating non-food items
like bricks.
Yeah. Bricks or dirt or chalk or foam. Like, this one lady ate all the inside of her couch cushions.
What?
She would just sit there and eat it like popcorn and pick off. You know, like the yellow foamy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would just eat it.
Do you think it's like a textural thing?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Because the flavor can't be that good. You know there's...
It's totally textural.
And especially on that couch issue, you know that there's remnants of farts sitting there somewhere.
It's all full
Do you
of
think
farts.
It's like when that... Remember when you get that one Dorito that's even better than the other Doritos? It's got more of that fucking fake cheese dust on it.
It's got more
and
cool
And it's the
ranch.
Coveted one that you don't... You're like... Nom, 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 nom. You eat that? I bet that's what
that's
that
fart
little cushion thing's like for those fuckers.
There was one lady on there that she would eat... She would like lick her fingers and then dip it in the... laundry soap, like the powder, and she would
like
eat it.
Fun dip.
Yeah,
remember Fun Dip?
Yeah,
you do
exactly
that?
Like
cause
that.
Because I hated the stick.
And then one day she just decided that she was going to take a big gulp out of her liquid laundry soap, and it numbed her mouth for 6 hours. And her sister was like, "Dude, that like read the back of it." And she was like, "Oh, I never really thought about reading the back of it."
Do you think
it was like it didn't even occur to her that it could possibly be like poison? You know?
Did she have to swallow it or just get it in her mouth?
No, she swallowed it.
Okay. Did that numb it? Because I guess if you just swished it around for a while.
It numbed her mouth and like her esophagus for 6 hours.
Oh, that's gross.
Well, you know what else? 9-Oxyl-9 will do that to a fella.
What's that?
I
mean, whoever. 9-Oxyl-9 is a is a lubricant on the condoms.
Oh.
Yeah.
It'll put you down?
Well, when you kiss your girlfriend after you discard your robe.
Mm-hmm.
You get a little numb on your mouth. Should we cut this?
No, I didn't know that.
Whatever. Yeah, that shit numbs it.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that there was like a name for it. I mean, I guess there's a name for everything.
Oh, there's a name for it, Jenny. Nanoxyl 9.
Mm. Wow.
But delicious is the name.
But people eating stuff, I mean, I'm a little fascinated about it too. I mean, there's so many components that it could be. The texture, the actual, like, the idea of getting away with it or feeling like adventure or something.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Or just, that's part, though. Or, you know, it's just like a rush that they get from kind of like kleptomania or something. It's like you get some sort of a...
You want to hear a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When I was a kid, I used to put my tongue on fans while they were moving.
Really?
And it'd go brrrr, and I'd try to stop them. But I don't think that was like any sexual fetish or a food fetish or anything. I think it was me being tougher than the fan.
You didn't hit puberty yet. That's
well, that was like a week ago. You know, I'm looking at that fan right now, blowing in my room. I'm like, you motherfucker.
I'm going to stop you.
So anyway, for this one, definitely good candidate for douchebag of the week, Jenny. You are the super sleuth.
I am?
Yep, you are.
Okay, well, I have a douchebag.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry, Patrick. You went.
That was Patrick.
Yeah,
but
Jenny, I'll stop looking at your pretty smile.
Take the credit. I was going to give you the credit. I wasn't going to take it.
Okay, my douchebag, his name is James Dobrin. What kind of guy goes into a Dunkin' Donuts at 1:30 a.m. and urinates on the front counter? Meet James Dobrin.
James Dobrin does.
Meet June Bunton. Just kidding.
I like donuts and I like to pee on glass.
Time to pee on the donuts.
Totally. The 19-year-old Ohioan was collared early yesterday after workers at the Alliance Donut Shop called 911 to report that a patron had exposed himself and urinated on the counter and floor. Cops who confronted Dobrin at the Dunkin' Donuts outlet noted that he smelled of booze and showed other evidence of intoxication. Dobrin is seen in the above mugshot. Oh, that you can't see. It is unclear why the teenager chose to relieve himself on the counter of the business, which had a bathroom available to customers. It's probably because he didn't have any money.
It was probably locked.
He couldn't make it.
I like the fact that he exposed himself first. Like, what the fuck?
Like,
you're going to pee first and then whip it out? I think I think if you're peeing on stuff just to be a dick, you shouldn't be charged for sexual misconduct. Do you know what I mean?
Because you're just peeing.
You're like, I'm here to pee. I'm not here to either make my dick look small to you guys.
Or bigger. It's not going to get a boner.
Or to win a free donut.
I just need to pee.
If I can put my penis through the hole of that donut, I win a free donut.
Patrick, I like the way you think.
Yep, I do.
If you can fit more than six of our fucking regular donuts on your dick and walk out with two coffees, you win. You all are free.
I agree.
You go. More power to you.
And you'll probably get a girlfriend, too. You'll probably get some ladies following you after that six spot.
Six spot. Well played.
A sixer. And they're like, check.
Check, please.
Do you want a dozen? No, I want a half dozen. Oh, my cock.
You get a picture of your pelvis with the donuts on it, and they stick it on the wall.
Just thumbs up.
Giggle.
After being transported to police headquarters, Dobrin, quote, stated that his people from Youngstown would kill me very soon.
People's from Youngstown going to kill me.
Along with public indecency and criminal mischief, Dobrin was hit with resisting arrest, underage consumption, and aggravated menacing.
Dobrin, come here. You're not my dad.
Yeah.
You ain't the part of me.
Come here, you motherfucker.
So, yeah, James Dobrin, douchebag.
Oh, my God. That's fucking fantastic. I mean, when I was young, I peed on a lot of stuff, and I was dared to pee on a lot of stuff.
No, but did you pee in, like, public inside? In like a public place, not like at somebody's house.
I peed in public places, but I had to be, I think he was drunk too.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it as like a kind of a display of like my mastery of urination.
Check out my wiener.
Like mine was more stealthy. Like I remember when we were in, I think fifth grade or something like, well, third through fourth or fifth or whatever, elementary school. Our thing was, you know, to go and pee on the hot water heater in the boys' bathroom.
It would steam?
And it would steam, and there'd be like five dudes sitting around there, all of us pissing on the heater, and the steam was just wafting. And the stinkier it got...
Gross, it stunk, huh?
Especially stunk really after bad. June ate asparagus.
It stunk really bad, and I think that was like the point. You like try to make it stinky, and then we'd melt our crayons on the top of it too. Do you think they have those
no.
gas the hot water heaters now?
No.
In the bathrooms?
You know why kids
no.
would die?
Yeah, they would.
You put your hand
pussy
on them to burn
kids.
The shit out
Back
of them.
Back when we
it's
were
a lawsuit.
Kids, there was hot shit around everywhere.
Right.
Well, lava.
Well, also
glue guns.
Well, back
Seriously.
Then there was also a rule: if it's hot, somebody tells you it's hot, and if you burn yourself, they
it's
go,
your
"I
fucking
told
fault.
You."
Yeah.
Right.
Now your parents would sue, like, "Oh, little Jimmy touched the water heater." Back when we were young, we'd be like, "Well, little Jimmy, you fucking burned your hand, you dope."
I wonder what kids are doing now to hot water heaters. We already established that they don't exist anymore.
Right.
Well, they don't exist right in plain view of children.
Right. Because they're dumb.
Because they're dumb.
I turn on this magical faucet and hot water comes out. I have no idea where it comes from.
No, it was the heater that heated the room.
Right. Exactly. Like the radiator?
Yeah, the radiator.
Oh, you pissed on the radiator.
Yeah.
They still have radiators.
Did I say hot water heater?
You did.
I'm sorry. That's
okay.
I'm bad.
They still
I
have radiators.
I was wondering what kind
school.
Of school you
no,
went
it,
to.
No, yeah, it was
that
the radiator.
Excuse
I've been in Catholic school where there's like a big, huge, like burner, like a gas water heater
that the nuns hold your face.
No,
up
there's
against.
Usually like a partition around it.
For fun.
I've been in a school where that happens. It's Holy Angels. It's in Newark, Delaware.
Oh, you're a holy angel.
I kind of ruined my story saying it wasn't the radiator. Do you think they have radiators?
They
down
do.
There?
Yeah.
They do still have radiators,
and so kids probably still pee on them.
I don't know.
And they melt crayons on them.
Probably
yes,
sure crayons.
Or do kids all have their fucking iPads now and there's no crayons?
Yeah, there's no crayons don't exist anymore.
I'm sure, but look at an iPad and like, let's melt crayons. I'd rather choose to melt crayons.
Hot water heater. That fucked the whole story up. I think that anybody listening has got this idea of some like cylindrical heater that we're
That's,
all peeing
yeah.
and putting our...
Putting your wieners
on. Our crayons on. But fuck it. I don't know. Jenny... Why don't we go over like
yeah,
what
okay.
our candidates
well,
are?
Well, for this week, we just have two candidates. The first is the former president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving gets busted for drunk driving. And,
don't you think?
And the second, yeah, isn't it ironic, Alanis Morissette? and the next one is James Dobrin, Dunkin' Donuts pee-pee.
And that's Douchebag of the Week for episode 85. Hey, and you can come on to our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com and vote for who you think is a douchebag of the week for episode 85. Patrick, do you think we get some more douchebags of the week and conclude this motherfucker?
You mean movie madnesses.
Why in the fuck do I say that?
Because we just came out of movie madness and you've got douchebags on your mind.
I think it's Ween.
I've got douchebags on my mind.
I always do.
I hated Ween too when I first heard him.
Really?
Yeah, the Aww, first time that I heard him, I was dating this woman, living with this woman, and she hated Ween, and she played him all the time, and I hated it. And
why did she play it if she hated it?
No, I hated it.
Oh, okay.
She loved it. You hated
she
it.
She loved it. I hated it. And finally, you know, they came to town, and we got tickets, and we're going out and stuff, and
God,
I saw him live, and I was floored.
Them.
And then ever since that, I've been a Ween fan. Sorry, Patrick. Can we get
okay.
Let's conclude movie madness
me.
For right. episode 85.
Here we go.
No. I'm trying to make a dial tone, and you have to sustain, and then I will join you, and together. See, I can't do it by myself.
Okay, which one do you want me to do?
Yes, yes, yes.
Here we go.
That's creepy.
We got it.
Okay, that sounded familiar to me, but I still don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I love that clip. I love that clip. I love
I like
it.
Hearing the sound waves like not yeah. matching. That.
Here's another one.
I just have one more question. If you could have dinner with one historical personage, living or dead, who would it be?
Well, I would have to say... Einstein.
Is that Meryl Streep?
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
Very good. Interesting answer.
And Meryl Streep and Nicolas Cage.
I have no idea.
I got one
more. Hey, by the way, fuck you guys that listen to the show and say you got it in the first clip.
I know. It makes us seem so stupid.
So stupid. Like
so
that,
stupid.
Like that sun badger.
That's so stupid, badger.
That's so stupid.
You know, you ain't no honey badger.
Thanks for the mouse, stupid.
What did I say, sun badger?
No, you said stupid like badger.
Badger.
Here's one more.
What the fuck am I doing here? What the fuck am I doing here? Fuck. It is my weakness, my ultimate lack of conviction that brings me here. Easy answers, rules to shortcut yourself to success. And here I am, because my jaunt into the abyss brought me nothing. Well, isn't that just the risk one takes for attempting something new? I should leave here right now. I'll start over. I need to face this project head on.
And God help you if you use voiceover in your work, my friend.
I know what it is.
I know what it is, too. I got it.
It's flaccid, sloppy writing. Any idiot can write voiceover narration to explain the thoughts of a character.
I completely had forgotten that Nicolas Cage actually had been in decent movies in
his
life.
This is a great one, too.
This is a great movie.
Unfortunately, I don't think I know the title.
I do.
Jenny's going to sweep it. I got one more for you.
I think I know the title, but...
Yeah,
I got
do
one.
Another.
Play it.
This is my favorite one of all the movie.
I love Sarah Charles. It was mine. That love. I owned it.
I'm starting to second guess myself now. No, I know it. Yeah, I know.
One more. Hold on.
Get away. I can love whoever I want. But you thought you were pathetic. That was her business, not mine. You are what you love, not what loves you.
Shit on meatloaf.
That's what I decided a long time ago.
What, shit on meatloaf?
No, I love, you are what you love and
you
not
love,
what loves you.
I love
meatloaf.
You love meatloaf?
Not the band. I love meatloaf. I had
you
meatloaf
the band.
The other day. It was fucking great.
You love meatloaf, the man.
Okay, June, do you want one more hint to get the title? Because I know Jenny knows it.
Okay, hold on. Let me stretch.
Jenny, you got it, right?
Yeah, I got it.
This
and
was
I really
a great
want,
movie.
I want to watch this movie again now.
Yeah, I
it's
only
a
saw
great
it
movie.
Once.
Me
Nicolas
too.
Nicolas Cage does do good movies from
he
time to time.
From time to time, in between his, like, fucking I Got Clues from the Money, whatever that
June
whole series
was. June thought
this was
Ghost Rider.
I totally thought it was Ghost Rider. He also did a great part in both roles.
I agree.
They were actually played by two different actors.
No shit, one was Sidney Poitier.
Exactly.
All right, let's hear another one.
I'm Earl Burroughs. I don't know what that word means. Mm. I've written myself into my screenplay. That's kind of weird, huh? It's self-indulgent. It's narcissistic. It's solipsistic. It's pathetic. I'm pathetic. I'm fat and pathetic. I'm sure you had good reasons, Charles. You're an artist. The reason is because I'm too timid to speak to the woman who wrote the book. Because I'm pathetic. Because I have no idea how to write. Because I can't make flowers fascinating. Because I suck. Am I in the script?
All right, for the reveal, this could be sour.
Oh, wait, it might not be right?
Because I don't know. This could be wrong. Is it Orchid?
No.
It was based off of a book that has the word Orchid in the title.
Black Orchid?
Nope. The Orchid,
Orchid
Thief.
Fart.
The Orchid Thief was the book that it was adapted off of.
All right, what, Jenny?
Jenny, you got it.
Jenny, get
adaptation.
It. Adaptation.
You know why I like plants?
Huh.
Because they're so mutable. Adaptation's a profound process. It means you figure out how to thrive in the world.
Yeah, but it's easier for plants, I mean. They have no memory. You know, they just move on to whatever's next. With a person, you know. Adapting is almost shameful. It's like running away.
Jenny,
I love it.
Great clip.
Good job. Great pick of a movie. You always seem to pick movies that I've forgotten about. And I'm like, oh, shit, I want to watch that movie
again.
Yeah,
me too. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I like it.
Yeah.
Did you watch Requiem for a Dream again?
Fuck no.
No,
well, actually, I went home and I told BT that that was the pick, and I was like, I kind of want to watch it again, and he's like, no. I was like, you're right. I don't want to watch it again.
You
want
to borrow it, I can lend it to you.
I might need to. I don't know. Maybe I'll wait till BT's out of town or something.
When you're by yourself
when I'm by
and
myself
alone.
And suicidal.
Jenny's going to call me and be like, I just watched it again. I'll be like,
well, guess
okay, get some orange juice,
I need you
some
to come
ice
over.
Cubes.
Also, you know, you got this Vicodin, you could cook them down, slam
I'm
a little
totally
bit of
slam
little Vikes.
Just totally slam them.
Come over
mix
and be your Marlon Wayans.
Yeah.
I can be like, ah, oh, let's go door. Come on.
So we are coming to the end of another Hideous Creature Show. If you want to contact us, you can do so via our website at hideouscreatureshow.squarespace.com. And you can email us at hideouscreatureshow.gmail.com and on our Facebook. And by the way, I love, last week we got a bunch of activity on there.
We
did. It was kind of fun to do it.
It was really great. It was like every time it was just like, so-and-so posted, so-and-so posted. It was great, guys. Thanks for talking. Keep it up.
I agree.
Our listeners are funny motherfuckers, so yeah. I always am happy to see what they post.
Well, I can't wait till they have a podcast, and we can listen to it and like go, that's how it's
that
be done.
That would be competition, June.
Competition
kill
breeds
competition.
Goodness. Competition is good.
Hey, you can give us a call anytime, day or night, drunk, sober, happy, or sad, at 503-928-7751. I'm going to say it again, so if you're driving down the street in your car and you need to write it on your windshield with your dry erase marker, it is 503-928-7751. Did I tell you that my fucking front shield is full of shit now?
Is it?
I had to erase it. Because usually... Okay, for anybody...
It looks like
okay,
a big board of like
I'm gonna,
sales.
I'm going to preface this. I'm going to preface this with... whenever I'm driving down the street and I come up with an idea, I have a dry erase marker in my car and I write it on my windshield.
Do you write it backwards so you can see it from the outside of your car?
Of course. And it, and in binary, too.
0011111101018018.
You are a lot. It was funny. So, but usually, like, when the weather's shitty, I have to wipe down my windshield when I get in the car.
Foggy.
And that erases all the ideas that I usually grab from the car when I get home from work. Or wherever I'm going.
Nature breeds him.
So
reckless.
I went in there the other day, and it looked like, what was that movie with the guy that went crazy doing
Good
math?
Good Will Hunting?
No, yeah, it looked like Good Will Hunting. There was just like math equations all over my car, like ideas. And what sucks is that like sometimes
But
I
your
get,
ideas are like poop equals fart equals funny.
0010 fart 01.
My penis is a gladiator.
No,
explain
but,
that.
No, so
question mark.
Well, what sucks is I'm in a hurry, and you know I usually only do it when I'm at a stoplight. But lately, I've been going for it when I'm driving down the street, and so
this
it's
is,
almost
like his texting.
Well, it's almost illegible what I'm writing. And today I drove my car to go over to go pick some stuff up on an errand, and I came back and I was leaving the car and I looked up and I go, oh, there's some notes, and I couldn't read it, and I was like, finally I got it, because my penmanship was so horrible because I was driving down the street writing
ideas.
I want
to know what
down.
People coming towards
you know
you,
what
they're
you guys,
like what the fuck after, is that weirdo doing
after the show come when we're yep, out
we'll
the
go,
board,
we'll
come
out.
Over there because there's
let's take
there's
pictures.
Just a little bit left after I've wiped down the screen.
Okay.
Let's take pictures of it.
Hey, you guys can listen to the show via our website, Podbean, Podcast Alley, Zune, which we got a new IP on Zune, and we'll be on there more. And iTunes. And hey, if anybody that has iTunes would take a little bit of time out and give us a 5-star rating and give us a review, it'll help us go up in the ratings and give us some more exposure. If you'd like to support the Hideous Creature Show, you can do so by buying a t-shirt. We have them for sale on our website, which we spoke of before. Just hit the store icon at the top of the page and it'll take you right there. We don't have extra larges yet, but we will get them eventually.
Shimona.
The best way to support the show is by spreading the word. Tell a friend, a loved one, an enemy, anyone that you think might like the show. We have a special thanks, Patrick.
We have a special thanks to... Holly Pratt, who is my sister. I love you, Holly. Who listens to the show? Which
apparently, Pat was
freaks me out. I was like, who the fuck is that? She sent us an email, and she knew Requiem for a Dream on a second clip, which makes me go, Holly, what movies are you watching? But she got it.
Well, that's a bunch of people said that they got it in like really really low numbers, and they were saying the same thing. Is that
not us?
We got a
dumb.
Depressed. We got a depressed audience. But
I can never do that movie because I'm slamming so much dope. I nod off before.
Right,
the
yeah. I'm like, what are you saying, Patrick?
You're like sold TV. Okay, I'm done. I got it.
We got a special thanks to Sarah, podcast Sarah. Sarah, how's your podcast? And thank you for the donation. And Miranda.
Thank you for your gift, but we're holding over
on that for reasons unknown. We have a happy birthday out to Brettler. Thank you
being
alive, buddy. And thanks for listening to the show. And I'm sorry I missed your party last night. I was sick as fuck. The intro to the show was Randall's Wild, Wild World of Animals. It's on YouTube. Check it out. He does all different kinds of animals and that shit. It's funny. And the outro today is going to be Guided by Voices again, because I'm going through a Guided by Voices phase.
That's a good one.
We're going to do another show in about 7 days. Until then, everyone, have a wonderful, wonderful week. Show.